Hello, Earth Protective viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our special episode today titled Anti-Cancer Compounds and Immune-Boosting Foods, we are featuring food for life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Bina and Chef Zualua Tupelo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
You heard people say, you are what you eat. Unfortunately, some foods are linked to cancer.
Today, we're cooking with foods that boost the immune system. They're loaded with antioxidants and other anti-cancer plant compounds. Here's food for thought. Eating the right foods can help maintain a strong immune system. And a healthy immune system can help fight off cancer.
First up, it's our crispy spinach salad with citrus fruits. This is one of my favorites because as I look at it, we have the colors of the rainbows here. First, we have some already washed baby greens. If you're using the baby spinach that comes out of the package, it's good just to rewash them again. So we've already did that. We dried it off. And we have some fresh strawberries. We have some mandarin oranges, some grapefruit sections, some sunflower seeds, some Brazil nuts, some orange sections. And we're going to drizzle it with some of our homemade raspberry vinaigrette. Let's put this dish together.
Sure.
First, we'll add our spinach. And I prefer using this nice baby spinach. If you're using the larger spinach, you might have to chop that a little bit. We'll add our strawberries. Then after that, our mandarin oranges. Isn't that nice?
It's very colorful.
Wait until we get all the other citrus and the nuts in there. It'll really look colorful. So we're going to add some of our mandarin oranges. Some of our sunflower seeds. Our grapefruit sections. Some of our Brazil nuts. And then we'll just drizzle on some of this raspberry vinaigrette. And Stephanie, if you just toss this for me.
Okay.
While I demonstrate how to cut this grapefruit. In sectioning off grapefruits, what we want to do is cut off the ends. And what we're going to do here is just take our paring knife or a knife and just cut straight down. Turn this in towards you so you can see where this pith is here. And just keep going around, working towards you, continuing to see where the pith line is here so you know where to put your knife. That's sort of like your guide right there on how far to put your knife into the grapefruit. Once we have our peel removed, we'll just start making sections by just following the sections where they're divided at. And that's it.
Could you just use any citrus fruit in
this
salad?
You can use any citrus fruit.
You know, this is such a colorful salad. And, you know, we talk about beta-carotene a lot. And beta-carotene is simply the plant pigment that gives a nice deep yellow and an orange color. But all fruits and vegetables contain plant pigments that are beneficial. For instance, the strawberries in the salad contain anthocyanin, which is also a very powerful antioxidant. And anthocyanin is not only in these strawberries, but it's also found in red grapes, and it's also in the raspberries, which is in the vinaigrette. Another powerful antioxidant is found in the grapefruit and in the mandarin orange, and of course that is vitamin C, and we're, most of us are familiar with that. But the grapefruit actually contains another phytonutrient called lycopene, and hopefully everybody's starting to learn about lycopene because it is really powerful in helping to prevent prostate cancer.
Lycopene.
Yeah.
That sounds like beta carotene's cousin.
And that's not all. The nuts in the salad are also high in antioxidants. One Brazil nut contains all of the selenium that you need in a day. And wow. Selenium helps our bodies fight off cancer.
And there you have it, our crispy spinach salad with citrus fruits.
Next up is our zippy yams and collard greens. Chef, what's so zippy about this dish?
Well, the chili, and the Worcestershire, vegetarian that is, and our lemon gives it the zip in this dish. Let's get it started. What I'm going to do here is take some water and put it into our pan. And we're going to start what's called a water saute. Then we're going to add our onions. Put a little garlic. And we'll just start that a little bit.
And how long do you need to cook the onions?
Well, I just want to get it started, get some nice fragrance coming out of there. Once I can smell the nice sweetness of the garlic and the onions coming out, and then that's when I want to add my yams to it. Mm-hmm. And you can smell it. You see how it's starting to shine there mm-hmm. without using any oil. Mm-hmm. So you can see the shininess of the onions developing yeah. there. So now that I've gotten my onions and garlic and yams in there, I'm going to add some water to this. Okay. And I just want to add enough water just to cover the yams. You see there?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we'll just cover this up now. And let this cook for about 8 minutes before we add our collards. Mm-hmm. Our 8 minute time has gone by, so let's add our collard greens to this now. This is about a bunch of collards. And we'll just get that in there. Now, this is when we're going to let this just cook for a little while, then we'll add our chilies and our Worcestershire. I'm going to add now our chili paste to this. We'll add our vegetarian Worcestershire sauce.
Now, do you add any salt or pepper?
Yes, we're going to add just a little salt. I have some here, and this is sea salt that I'm putting in, okay? And we'll give it a couple grinds for my pepper mill. There you go. Now I find that collards, kale, mustard greens, and those type of vegetables really taste good with a little squeeze of fresh lemon. So I'll finish this off with some nice fresh lemon juice.
It looks delicious and colorful. I can't wait to try this. It goes great with our next dish, which is buckwheat pasta with seitan. Our main dish is buckwheat noodles with seitan, which is a meal all in itself.
All right, let's go over our ingredients first. We have some nice soba noodles, which is buckwheat, our buckwheat pasta. We have some garlic, onions, and a duet of nice red and yellow peppers, mushrooms, vegetable stock, and a little flour. And then we have our seitan.
And the seitan is a plant-based source of protein made from wheat.
And I think you can find that in any one of your health food stores should carry it. Even some of our large grocery stores nowadays are carrying this product. So let's start off. First, we're going to take our noodles. Now, you can either keep them whole like this, or you can do what I've done, getting ready to do now. I've laid a towel, and I'm going to lay the soba noodles on the towel. I kind of like my noodles not as long as spaghetti, because a lot of people like to eat this with chopsticks. So what we'll do is just roll it up. And then bring it over to the edge of our counter and break it. Just one time in half and right into the pot. Okay, now we'll just push this down. This is a fast cooking noodle. It doesn't take long to do at all. Not like your wheat pastas, which would take a little bit more time to cook. So this is probably about eight minutes or so, and it's ready. Okay, put a little salt in the water. And there you have it for our pasta.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to add our onions. And now we're going to add our garlic. Our bell pepper. We're using a yellow bell pepper here. A red bell pepper. And we'll just let this cook for a couple minutes.
I can tell this is already a very colorful dish. Now the bell peppers provide a lot of vitamin C. And vitamin C helps our bodies absorb iron. So the soba noodles contain quite a bit of iron. So eating those foods together is going to help our bodies take in that iron.
We're going to add our mushrooms. Okay. Let's stir our pasta up. Alright, so they're not sticking, they're doing pretty good.
And how can you tell when the soba is done?
Well, what we want to do is just pull it out and taste it and see if it's al dente, firm to bite, that is. Or we could do like in the old days, throw it up on the ceiling. If it sticks, it's done. But I prefer just trying it out there. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to make a slurry with our vegetable stock. This is a thickener that we're going to use to thicken our sauce with. And instead of using a roux, which is typically fat and flour mixed together, equal portions of each other, I'm going to just use a vegetable stock and make a slurry. You can also use cornstarch to make a slurry. So we're going to put our flour right into our vegetable stock. Okay, so we'll just get this going. We'll put our vegetable stock in. Okay, you see how our sauce is starting to thicken now? Okay, right when our sauce starts to thicken, we're going to add our seitan. And I think our pasta looks like it's about ready. So, Stephanie, will you strain this for me?
Sure.
Okay. And while Stephanie's straining that, I'm just going to finish off our sauce. So let's adjust our heat. To this now, I'm going to add our soy sauce. Our parsley. This is really looking good. It has a nice velvety texture there in our sauce here. You see how it's nice and velvety? That's what we want, that nice shine in the sauce. We'll just let the flour cook off a couple more minutes so we don't have that floury taste there. Okay, we'll give it a taste, see where we're going with this. A little pepper, just a little pepper.
And Chef, you put parsley in there. Is there something else you could use as well?
Cilantro.
Yeah, cilantro.
You can put some cilantro or some nice scallions, green onions. That would go well with it too. And just a little bit of salt. Okay, this is really looking good now.
So really, the seitan, you just can add at the end. It just needs to be heated through, and it needs to cook just long enough to absorb the flavors.
That's right. Okay, we'll just cover this a few minutes. Oh boy, look at that. Look at those colors here. So we'll finish it off with a little cilantro. And we'll take us some nice sesame seeds here. Put it on. This is good.
We know you'll enjoy your meals. Try these recipes. They're packed full of cancer-fighting compounds and immune-boosting foods.
For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org, foodforlifetv.org, or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.